This is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C. Coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network on the Extraterrestrials and Science feed. Bill Ryan just posted a copy of an interview with Victor Martinez, who runs a UFO mailing list and has served essentially as a go-between between Bill and Anonymous, who's been the source of the Project Serpo story. And thanks, Bill, for posting that to the forum and giving this additional information to us so we can better understand what Victor's role is in the story. And the interview gives some of Victor's background and talks about how he got into ufology and the nature of his list. And, you know, the list claims some prominent people in the UFO research and black world intel community. One of the things I really found encouraging was that Victor also discussed the importance of credibility. And yes, I agree that credibility is extremely important in this kind of in this business. It's all you got, especially when you're dealing with this kind of information. One of the things that I zeroed in on here, and this is something that's also really stood out for me with some of the things that Bill has been saying, and that is the claim that Victor made, I mean, literally going to the point of capitalizing the words core story. The core story is intact, and this is something that I'm hearing from Bill as well. The notion that, yeah, there may be some stuff that's fudged in here, but that the basic story for Project Serpo is true. The thing that I'm concerned with about that is that this amounts to an endorsement of the story. And an endorsement is an investment. It means if the story ends up being debunked, then the credibility of those who are making the endorsement will suffer. I'm concerned, one of my concerns, there's many different things that can explain what's going on here, but I'm actually concerned that Victor, Bill, and other people involved in this may themselves be targets of a discreditation scheme. My recommendation is to be very cautious about making endorsements without very good reason to do so. However, the fact that they are making endorsements suggests that they do have some reasons for doing that. And so I posted a short response, very unusual for me, asking for some more information if perhaps Victor and Bill can provide some information independent of Anonymous. This is, Victor's indicated apparently that... Yeah, as he puts it here, he says he's got so much information that a human ET exchange program project did take place. He's not even entertaining the possibility that it's disinformation. So he's convinced that there was a human ET exchange program, aside from the Serpo story. And what I'm curious about is if Victor or Bill can provide some of that information. What has convinced them, aside from the anonymous source here, what has convinced Victor and Bill that the core story is true? And any information they can provide, you know, in terms of links, citations, reference material of any kind would be very helpful. So, Victor, Bill, if you're hearing this out there, I'm looking forward if you can help me out with this and help give me a better idea of why you're willing to make this endorsement of the core story and claim that it's basically true. So thanks in advance for any information you can provide about that. Until next time, be well, friends.